Hi, I'm Carlos, here to talk about creating set files for WindowEyes. Now, if you subscribe to many email lists as I do, surely one time or another you've seen somebody posting a question asking if anybody has a set file for WindowEyes to get WindowEyes to work with some application. You may wonder, what are set files and how do I create them if I need them? Well, that's what we're going to discuss here on Creating Set Files for WindowEyes. Now, just what are set files? Simply speaking, set files are the WindowEyes settings that are saved to be application-specific. Now, what I mean by application-specific is, let's say, for example, you're writing a letter in Microsoft Word, and for proofreading purposes, you want to have your speech at a slower rate, and you may want to have all your punctuation marks spoken. However, when you switch over to Internet Explorer, maybe you want to get through some information pretty quickly and you want to have your voice rate at a quicker speed, and maybe you don't want to hear every little period or question mark. In addition to your speech settings, such as your rate, tone, pitch, and volume settings, and your punctuation settings saved in your set files, there's much more information that's stored as well. For example, your verbosity settings are saved in set files. Now, verbosity settings are ways you can control what you hear in certain areas, such as menus and dialog boxes. So, for example, do you want a dialog box to read the whole dialog as soon as the dialog pops up, or do you not want to hear control types? Maybe you don't want to hear things such as edit box, button, checkbox, radio button, things of that nature. And in menus, maybe you don't want to hear everything such as F equals file pull down. Maybe you just want to hear F equals file or file pull down. Or maybe you just want to hear file. All this and more is saved in your verbosity settings. Your hotkey settings are saved in your set files as well. With WindowEyes commands, you can change the key assignment in the hotkeys dialog, and we'll get to that a bit later. Also, your user and hyperactive window information is stored in your set file. User windows allow you to specify a portion of the screen and assign a hotkey so that when you press the hotkey, it'll read that area of the screen that the user window is set up for. Hyperactive windows are similar in that you set up a portion of the screen for WindowEyes to monitor, and when something happens, say a word appears or whatever you have specified for WindowEyes to watch for, WindowEyes can perform an action, such as route the mouse to that area, or maybe even load a new set file. There's many, many options with user and hyperactive windows, which we'll get to later as well. Now, keep in mind that WindowEyes does come with many set files for popular applications, such as Microsoft Word, Excel, Internet Explorer, Eudora, Outlook Express, and many, many more. However, there may come a time when you wish to make modifications to these set files, or even create a new set file for a new program you get that may not have a set file already. This doesn't mean to say that every program that doesn't have a set file will not work. In fact, WindowEyes is excellent when it comes to speaking well with programs right out of the box. But you may need to make modifications to a set file, especially when you come across a program that's pretty unfriendly, which I know I've come across several times before. A good place to start when modifying set files is to change and save your speech settings for a set file. So to do that, I'm just going to do this in Notepad. I'm going to open up my Notepad.
Start menu. P. P equals programs pull down. C equals commute. N. Button. Start. Untitled Notepad. Edit box. I-beam.
Okay, so here we are in Notepad. And to get to my WindowEyes control panel to change my speech, I press control backslash.
WindowEyes active notepad .000 associated notepad .000.
Okay, so it tells us some information as soon as we come into our WindowEyes control panel. It tells us the active set file is notepad.000, and it also tells us our associated set file is notepad.000. I'll start with the associated set file. Basically, that tells us that WindowEyes is set up to use notepad.000 whenever we open up Notepad. That is what is associated with the Notepad application, this notepad.000. Now, the active set file is also notepad.000, but if we make changes to the set file, we're going to change the Notepad set file. Now, we can go open up, say, the Microsoft Excel set file, and in that case, the Excel set file will be the active set file. But we haven't changed anything, we haven't saved anything, so the notepad.000 will still be the associated set file That would still be the set file that WindowEyes is set up to use whenever we come into Notepad, even though we might open and modify settings for the Excel set file. But since right now Notepad is both the active and associated set file, we know that any changes we make is going to affect the Notepad set file, and that also the Notepad set file, notepad.000, is set up to be used for the Notepad application. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to change my voice rate for Notepad and save it in the Notepad set file. A thing to note about voice settings is that WindowEyes uses three different settings: the keyboard, the mouse, and screen voice. Basically, the screen voice is the voice that WindowEyes reads any text from the screen. The keyboard voice is how WindowEyes speaks whenever you press, you know, keys on the keyboard, and the mouse voice is the voice that WindowEyes uses for the mouse pointer. So we have the three different voices. We can have all separate, or we can have all the same, however we wish to have them. Another thing that you should know about is that there's also global settings for the voice settings in WindowEyes. This is handy because if I want my voice rate to be at rate 7 for all set files, I don't have to go into each individual set file and change it to rate 7 and save it in all that good stuff. That would be pretty tedious. So WindowEyes does have a global menu where you can change your settings to apply to all set files. Now, let's go ahead and explore the menu bar here in the WindowEyes control panel. I'm going to hit my Alt key.
F equals file pull down. Arrow.
And I have the file menu. Under here, you can open, close, save, set files, and things of that nature.
S equals screen pull down.
Now, this is the screen menu. This is where you can control everything for the screen voice. Now, let's go ahead and go into this menu. I'm going to press my down arrow key.
V equals voice global disabled. I-beam.
And it tells us this is the voice option. Normally, this would turn the voice on or off of the screen voice, but it tells us that it's global disabled, meaning that it's taking this option here from the global menu, thus making this option in the screen menu disabled. So let's go on over to the global menu. I'm going to press my Alt key and press it one more time.
F equals file pull down.
And I'm going
arrow.
To arrow right until I get to the global menu.
S equals screen pull down. K equals keyboard pull down. M equals mouse pull down. O equals hotkeys dialog. C equals cursoring dialog. G equals general pull down. B equals braille pull down. V equals verbosity pull down. L equals global pull down.
Okay, here's the global menu. I'm going to press my down arrow key.
G equals global settings voice and verbosity. I beam.
This option here tells us that the voice and verbosity settings are being taken from the global menu. Now, let's arrow down again.
S equals screen pull down.
Now, this is the screen menu. I'm going to press enter.
V equals voice on.
Okay, so here is the voice on or off option under the global menu. And we can press enter, it'll turn the voice off for the screen voice. Each of the voices, the screen, keyboard, and mouse, have the same options as far as voice on.
R equals rate 5.
Your rate.
T equals pitch 2.
Pitch.
T equals tone high.
And tone settings. So all these can be set up differently for the screen, keyboard, and mouse voices. Now let's go back out of this menu. I'm going to press my left arrow key.
S equals screen pull down.
And I'm going to continue down.
K equals keyboard pull down.
This is the keyboard menu.
V equals voice on.
I pressed my right arrow key. Now this is the same as we were just looking at in the screen menu, except this is under the keyboard menu. The voice is on.
R equals rate 5.
Rate 5.
P equals pitch 2. T equals tone high.
So it seems like all our settings are the same. Now let's hit my left arrow key.
K equals keyboard pull down.
And go down one.
M equals mouse pull down.
Press my right arrow key once again.
V equals voice on. R equals rate 5.
I'm just pressing my down arrow key now.
P equals pitch 2. T equals tone high.
So we see that all our settings, the screen, keyboard, and mouse voices under the global menu, are all set to be the same. I'm going to press my left arrow key to go out of this.
M equals mouse pull down.
And let's say I want to change my screen rate. So I'm going to go up to
K equals keyboard pull down. S equals screen pull down.
And press my right arrow key.
V equals voice on.
And let's go down to rate.
R equals rate 5.
and press enter.
Dialog. Screen rate, graphic rate 09, graphic min. Max default button, OK button, cancel scroll bar rate 095 of 9.
Okay, so it just read us this whole dialog. We have from 0 to 9 as our options, and it's currently set on 5. Let's say we want to change it to 6. You can do this with your arrow keys.
Equals 6. 6 of 9.
I just press my right arrow key, and I'm going to press my enter.
Rate equals 6. Window eyes active notepad .000 associated notepad .000 arrow.
So it immediately changed our screen rate. As you can tell, it's a little faster than it was before. And that's the only thing we've changed, is our screen voice. Now, to get back to the global menu, I know that the shortcut is Alt-L, so I'm going to press that right now.
L. G equals global settings, voice and verbosity. I-beam.
Now, you heard L slightly slower than when it just read this whole option in the global menu, and then it said I-beam, which is the mouse voice, which is still a little slower than the screen voice. So this is an example of how you can have all three different voices separate, if you wish, or keep them all the same. Now, I just changed my screen rate under the global menu, meaning if I go into WordPad or Internet Explorer, it's going to speak at this rate, but I'm interested in just changing the rate for just the notepad set file itself. So what we have to do is we have to go under this option,
G equals global settings, voice and verbosity,
the global settings option under the global menu, and change it. So I'm going to press enter.
Dialog. Select global settings mode, graphic voice and verbosity off, voice only, verbosity only. Default button, OK button, cancel list box, top voice.
Okay, I silenced the speech with my shift key. Now we have four different options here. We have voice and verbosity. That's what it's set on. It's set to take the voice and verbosity settings from the global menu. We have voice only, meaning that it will only take the voice settings from the global menu, but free up our verbosity settings for just the notepad set file, so we can make verbosity changes for notepad and notepad only. We also have verbosity only, meaning that it will take the verbosity settings from the global menu and free up our voice settings so we can change those to be specific to notepad, but still take the verbosity settings from the global menu. And we also have none. Well, at the moment, I'm just interested in changing my voice parameters, so I'm going to change this to verbosity only, because I still want the verbosity settings to be taken from the global menu.
Off, 2, a 4. Voice only, 3, a 4. Bottom, verbosity only, 4, a 4.
And I just use my down arrow key to get to this option, and I'm going to press enter.
Window eyes active notepad .000 associated notepad .000 arrow.
Now immediately you heard the voice change, because now we're taking the options from the notepad set file, which are actually the default voice settings. When you first install WindowEyes, and this is Eloquence that we're using here, this is the voice that you would hear. But we changed all the things under the global menu. That's how I had things set up before. And that's what everything was being taken from. But now that we've released the voice settings, so we can change these to be specific to this set file, they're going back to the default settings. So now we can go, press our Alt key,
F equals file pull down,
and arrow to the right,
S equals screen pull down,
and go under the screen menu with our down arrow key,
V equals voice on, I beam.
So now this option says voice on, whereas before it says voice global disabled. Now we could press enter if we wanted to turn our screen voice off, but let's go down in this menu a couple times.
R equals rate 6.
The rate is 6. I think I want to change that to rate 4.
Scroll bar. Rate 096 of 9 dialogues.
Now I press my shift key to silence the speech here. It's the same exact type of dialogue that we got when we were in the global menu. So I'm going to press my left arrow key.
Rate equals 5. Rate equals 4. 4 of 9.
Okay, so this is rate 4. I'm going to press enter.
Rate equals 4. Window eyes active notepad .000 associated.
Okay, silence my speech again. Now, I also want to change the pitch of the voice. This is kind of high compared to what we were using. I think I'll change it back. So I'm going to press Alt-S, which is the shortcut to get to the screen menu.
S equals voice on. I beam.
And now I'm going to arrow down until I get to pitch.
R equals rate 4. P equals pitch 3.
And press enter.
Dialogue. Screen pitch graphic pitch 09.
It's the exact same type of dialogue that we got for our rate But instead of changing the rate this time, it's going to be changing our pitch. So I'm going to press the left arrow key one time.
Pitch equals 2. 2 of 9.
So immediately you can tell it says the pitch in the voice that you have it set to, but you have to press enter in order for it to actually accept this. This is a neat way to let you hear what the voice is going to sound like before you accept your changes. That's the pitch I want it on. I'm going to press enter.
Pitch equals 2. Window eyes active notepad .000 associated notepad .000 arrow.
And again, it said arrow at a higher pitch because we haven't changed anything under our mouse menu. We've only changed it for the screen menu. I'm going to go ahead and press Alt K, which will take me to the keyboard menu.
K equals voice on.
And the first few options are identical: voice on, rate, and pitch and tone. So I'm going to go down to my pitch.
R equals rate 6. P equals pitch 3.
And change
dialogue
to pitch 2.
P equals 2. Pitch equals 2. Window eyes active notepad .00.
And I'm going to do the same for my mouse menu. I'm going to press Alt M for the mouse menu.
P equals voice on.
And go down to pitch.
R equals rate 6. P equals pitch 3.
And press enter.
Dialogue mouse pitch graphic pitch 0.
And silence that. I'm just going to press my left arrow key.
Pitch equals 2. 2 of 9.
And press enter.
Pitch equals 2. Window eyes active notepad .000.
Okay, now let's say that I don't want my keyboard voice on. I think I'll turn it off. I'm just going to press Alt K.
K. B equals voice on. I beam.
And it tells us that the voice is currently on for the keyboard voice. I'm going to press enter to turn our keyboard voice off. Now, to actually try these settings out outside of the WindowEyes control panel, I'm going to press Escape.
Title Notepad. Edit box.
So now it tells us that we're back into our Notepad document. I'm just going to type a quick little sentence. Okay, and I don't know if you can hear my keyboard at that time, but I was typing, but WindowEyes wasn't voicing every key as it normally would. Well, that's because I turned my keyboard voice off. But the screen voice is still on, so I can press my up arrow key.
Hello, today is a wonderful day.
And our screen voice read that in the pitch and rate that we set that for. Now that I made all these changes, and if I were to exit Notepad, all our settings would disappear because we haven't saved any settings in the set file. So, to save our settings, basically, all we have to do is go back to the WindowEyes control panel with control backslash.
WindowEyes active notepad.
And then we can press Alt F to get into the file menu.
O equals open pull down.
And since we're not interested in opening a set file, we can arrow down.
C equals close pull down. S equals save pull down.
To the save options. Now, in here, we can actually save different things associated with set files. We can save the set file, or we can save different things such as the graphic dictionary, the exceptions dictionary, all the different dictionaries if we had made changes to those. But we haven't made any changes to those, so I'm just going to save it as the set file. I'm going to press enter.
S equals set file.
And since that's the option I want, so I'm going to press enter. And saved my set file. I can press Escape to get back into Notepad.
Untitled Notepad.
Now, whenever I exit Notepad and come back, it'll retrieve these settings I just saved in the Notepad set file. Well, that's about all the time we have. Next time, we'll continue taking a look at creating set files in WindowEyes. If you ever want to get in touch with me, Carlos, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.